And this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon with Steve Bakken. When we ask the question, what's on your mind? And we want to know your answer. Let us know. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, 701-2580-550. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Happy Monday, Steve Bakken.
Good Monday morning.
You survived the fair.
Barely. I barely survived that Blazing Wing Challenge on Friday. Whew, that was hot. Had to eat hot wings. You get a dozen hot wings, you got to eat within 6 minutes to complete the challenge.
Almost all of your fair stories link back to food. Food and milking cows.
Wasn't that what the fair's about?
Other kinds of nutrition, yeah. I guess so.
Actually, I looked at it this way. It was a free meal at the fair that wasn't fair food. So I was all over that.
No kidding.
Rocked it, though. I think it was like a minute 26.
Wow, good for you.
I can do sub-minute. That's my goal next year. I'm going to do it under a minute, but I'm going to have to practice a lot.
Well, now that you're back in studio, we're back together behind the microphone without being open air for the program. What's on your mind today?
Well, one of the things on my mind, of course, the little organizational event in Fargo down in the park that's going to be spinning wheels, I guess, as the mayor's against my Second Amendment rights are going to be there speaking and having a little rally to try to sway our Senator Heitkamp on her position with gun control.
Yeah, this is the latest attempt to try and get some media attention and drum up some opposition to Heidi Heitkamp's position.
Have you noticed that Senator Hoeven's name hasn't come up in this at all? So apparently they're not trying to sway his opinions.
Well, basically, this is left-leaning groups that are upset that Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, has defied the majority opinion of the Democrats, right? So
they're upset that she is voting her constitution, her constituents' opinions, which is what she was elected for.
Yeah, they just think a little pressure here might help. I think they're wrong, but. By the way, we talked a little bit about this last week when they were setting the agenda for this. This is taking place in about an hour, and it is in Fargo today. Part of the No More Names National Drive to Reduce Gun Violence bus tour. The sister of a victim of the Newtown massacre, a survivor of the 2011 Tucson mass shooting that Gabby Giffords was injured in, faith leaders and local gun violence prevention advocates all gathering. And then they flat out say this is designed to urge Senator Heidi Heitkamp to reconsider her position on what they call a life-saving measure and take another look at the bipartisan background checks legislation. They're going to be reading the names of victims of gun violence from across the country who've been killed since the Newtown massacre in December 2012. So it's being organized by Mayors Against Illegal Guns. That's the Mike Bloomberg group, the New York City mayor, Mike Bloomberg. And the Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, but they're not, neither one of the mayors are there. This is just their group and their being there. So it's on your mind in that what? It's not likely to be successful in trying to accomplish what they hope to do? Or what?
Just on my mind, it goes back to that discussion we had last week on why an outside interest is trying to come in and project their agenda for where they live, which is fine. You can live any way you want, where you want to live, but don't tell me how to live in my state because you don't live here. You should have no voice in what goes on in North Dakota because you're not living here. You're not. Somebody from New York or Massachusetts or Arizona should not have a say in what goes on in North Dakota politics.
Steve, right or wrong, you let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-2580-550. Speaking, by the way, of Heidi Heitkamp, she's planning Twitter town hall meetings. We remain open and welcome to Senator Heidi Heitkamp joining us for talk radio town halls for a little interaction here. But she's, in this case, going to be using August and the recess to do a Twitter town hall on education. And so she says it's an opportunity for her to hear directly from North Dakotans about what we can do to improve education from early childhood education all the way through college. So Anyway, and what's on your mind
today?
What's on my mind? Horses. I'm looking at newspapers in Dickinson and Jamestown and Grand Forks and the Fargo, the farm newspapers in the state. There's stories on three, to be exact, on efforts to save North Dakota wild horses. Did you know there's a Facebook page called Wild in North Dakota that actually chronicles down to the point of every single horse in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Neither. Somebody's got a lot of time on their hands.
They manage the population pretty closely, just like they manage the elk population in the park and buffalo in the park.
They keep a registry of this Facebook page listing each horse and its lineage, and now are mounting Facebook campaigns to spread the word in hope of placing the horses with caring buyers. There's an auction coming up, and rangers at the park plan to round up about 100 horses this fall to thin the herd, and the surplus horses will be sold at the auction on September 28th. These folks that have the Facebook page are concerned that some of them, if they don't find caring homes, will be sent to the slaughterhouse. Whenever I see one of these stories, I always scratch my head a little bit to say, isn't it amazing that we can have Facebook pages and efforts concerning, in this case, 100 horses? And don't get me wrong, I love horses. I'm a big horse fan, but this seems a little bizarre for me. I'll leave it up to the listeners to maybe solve the riddle on why it seems bizarre to me that another issue doesn't get as much attention as some of these stories about either animal abuse and or, in this case, efforts to find a home for these animals does. It's a real head-scratcher for me, not only in North Dakota but in America. Tell me what I'm thinking. You can solve the riddle. Let's go to Gary and Stanley, 800-228-0550, to find out what is on his mind, now that you know what's on Steve and I. In our minds this morning. Hi, Gary, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted you to know that I just heard your statement on outside people coming in, and I'm on your side on the gun control thing, but to say nobody from the outside can come in and do anything, would that apply then to if I don't believe in abortion, so I can't have anybody come in and help support me against abortion then too? I mean, if you're going to be, you know, no outsiders can come in and, on any issue, then is that your stand then?
Gary, I look at it this way. You don't live here. If North Dakotans want to get together and outlaw abortion, if North Dakotans want to get together and put more gun control in, if North Dakotans want to come out, come together and whatever the topic is, if it relates to North Dakota, if it affects North Dakota, why should a national agenda try to come into North Dakota and put pressure on my politician who's representing me in Congress to think the way they want to think? They didn't vote. They don't pay taxes here. I don't want them in my state making waves when it comes to political statements. You don't live here. You don't pay taxes here. You don't have a say in my political agenda, what's going on in my backyard. If you want to move to North Dakota and try to affect change, so be it. But you're going to come here and you're going to pay taxes and you're going to be part of the process, not outside of the process.
Okay, so even if somebody is supporting your side of an issue, then you're going to say that you don't need them to help support even your side of an issue.
I think what you're saying, Steve, is you're going to listen to them less. In other words, it's America, right? They can come here and say anything they want, and I'm kind of with Gary. If folks come in and support my cause, I'll take all the help I can get. But I think correct me if I'm wrong, your point is
I don't go to New York City and propose that everybody should have 64-ounce drinks.
They're not going to have the influence, is what your point is.
That's part of it, but
or why? Stick to your knitting.
Yeah, what doesn't affect me, why should I go try to affect somebody else's life? I don't live there. I don't know the politics involved. I don't know the lifestyle is the biggest thing. You know, we have a gun culture here in North Dakota, and I think we're proud of that. We have a history with guns, safe gun ownership, safe gun use, and the outdoors, which all tie back to the way of life we have here in North Dakota. And I think that's why, if that's not the lifestyle or the history of the lifestyle in a state, say, New York or Arizona, so be it. But that's what we have here. I don't want somebody else trying to affect the decisions of my senator that I voted in or didn't vote in. You don't live here.
Stay home is what Steve's saying. Gary, we'll give you the last word.
Well, then, if Ted Nugent wanted to come and support us in our gun thing, you're telling him to stay home. That's what I get out of it. So, okay.
I'd love to have Ted Nugent come here because I'd love to go hunting with him.
Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Pamela and Bismarck, waiting to weigh in. Larry and Fargo and others as well. 800-228-0550. Governor Dalrymple and others joining us on the program today. Stay tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to email us, I'm Steve Bach, and let's go back to the phones. Pam, what's on your mind?
Some research on ignition ejectors, because I have a family member I don't want to be driving, and found out through just my research that we actually have, North Dakota has a law on the books that after your DUI, you should be able to apply for an ignition ejector, which would mean you would keep your license, be able to drive to work, but if you were drinking, you have to blow into this ignition ejector, and your car will not start. Now, I have not heard of one person ever who was offered this opportunity. And not only that, I talked to the one DA, and he'd never heard of the law. How come we're doing all this stuff that isn't really working to keep people off the roads when there is such a simple solution?
You know, Pam, I think, though, the problem with those is, first, there's a big cost on having one of those installed in your vehicle. But second of all, what's to prevent somebody that's with you that maybe hasn't been drinking as much and would blow a legal limit from blowing into the tube or whatever it is so you can start the car?
Okay, that was the problem. They fixed that. The car will stop periodically at random time, and you will have to blow again. So either that person is going to go with you, in which case they might as well drive. And the other thing is, that cost cannot possibly be more expensive than what they're doing now. Because trust me, this is costing people their home, their lives. And it's impaired judgment. I mean, a lot of these... It's one thing to be a chronic abuser where you're drinking all, you know, every day and driving. It's another thing to be an occasional, probably a weekend, going out. And it's the same result. You're not even given an opportunity to do that.
Pam, thanks for the...
And to me, this would keep the drunks off the road better than anything they're doing now.
I was not aware that it was a law, but I appreciate your call. We'll dig into that a little bit. We do, by the way, have a related topic next hour. Lynn Mickelson, the father of a daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter and unborn grandson, actually is going to join us to talk a little bit about his concern over a state senator that has been convicted of a DUI not resigning from that position. We're going to talk about that next hour, but appreciate your call. Let's go to Marty in Bismarck. Marty, you're next. What's on
your
mind?
How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. See, I'm going to let Jamie talk about the guns, even though that's on my mind. But my mind is with these wild horses right now. We've already got enough wards of the government. And I just, anybody that wants to find out more about this should Google what those wild horses cost the federal government every year. We're talking millions and millions of dollars. And I just don't understand it, that these people, that animal there, are we saying that animal was made by God that was more important than a cow? I don't think so. And if they want to call them wild horses, maybe we should have a hunting season on them. They need to be controlled and not by the government feeding them. And, Scott, I think what you were going to earlier, where are these people on starving children? You know, I think a lot of them would step over a starving kid to go help an animal. Let's get the priorities straight, quit wasting our government money on these horses, and put that where it can be more used.
Yeah, actually, where I was going was that we have a kindergarten-sized class or more every single week that are, you know, terminated in a so-called clinic in North Dakota, the one and only abortion facility. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that you add that up, the staggering amount there, and then we're worried about 100 horses that are going to be auctioned and whether some are going to find homes or not. I'm just like, okay, I think our priorities are out of whack here. And I wasn't even aware of the expense you're talking about, Marty. Sounds like it's an expensive endeavor, too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's nationwide. If you look up federal government, BLM, and find out what they pay to take care of these wild horses, they're standing in feedlots now because of the anti-slaughter people and all the Humane Society have taken away an industry. And I love horses. I made my living with horses for 30 years. But this is a waste, and these horses... most of the time, the homes that they go to, the people are not prepared for what they have. They've got a grizzly bear on their hands. Sure, some of them do make good horses, but take the percentage. And if you're in big animal rights activists, I want you to look at something real simple. How much money do you give to St. Jude's? How much money do you give to God's Child? How are you taking care of people? and then compare it to what you spend on these lunatic organizations like Humane Society of the United States, and then how you feel good about yourself after that. So, well, now you know what I had to say, so you guys have a great day and keep up the good work.
Anytime. Thanks for the phone call. Scott in Moorhead, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just learned something. 40 is the new 50. Just driving the construction in Barlow here.
40 is the new 50.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 40, but I'm sure everybody's going well over 50. But anyway, that isn't why I called. I just noticed that meeting in the park today, the mayor's against Second Amendment. Just a few facts on that. One, the person that's running that got the buses and $12 billion to his name. He's running his website off of New York State servers. So the taxpayers are paying for that, which is totally, well, just not legal. They've lost 50 mayors since they've been on tour because people are just smartened up about what's going on when it comes to their gun control. And third, you go to the NRA and look up, in fact, just Google NRA and MAIG. And you'll see the list on there of all the offenses that these mayors have committed and all the felonies that the mayors that are on this thing have committed. So I don't think we have a real good voice here. And
let me guess, Scott, you're not going to be going today. You're not going to be listening too closely to what this group has to say, it sounds like.
If I wasn't working, I'd be there, but they wouldn't like me there. I know too much about what's going on. And our mayors here aren't going to be there.
Well, anyway, good job. I'm learning some things that I hadn't heard about, Scott. I appreciate that. Let's squeeze Gene in Valley City in here quickly here before the break here. We're up against the clock and lots of calls waiting to weigh in. Gene, 30 seconds is yours.
Oh, 30 seconds. Hi, Scott.
If that's not enough time for you, Gene, tell you what. We're going to give you a big old Christmas present in July. Hang on. You'll be first to go, and you'll have more than 30 seconds after the break here, okay? I just got a little close to the break. Scott and Bismarck, Bob and Manning, Frank and Linton, and Gene in Valley City. First up, when we come back on What's On Your Mind, friends. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dustin Gubberlow concerning initiated measures, but let's go back to the phone calls, a full bank of phone calls to get through. And Gene, we wanted to give you your due diligence. Gene, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Steve. The horses. Okay. Exactly how wild are they? Back in the olden days or early days, those horses were infused with Percheron blood, I believe. I think we're talking about the herd of horses that is called the Nakona horses. And that would be the band that was taken from Sitting Bull when he surrendered. Have you been to the park lately? Question. Is the park managed by the federal government or is it managed by the state of North Dakota?
No, feds.
Feds, when you...
Okay, that's what I thought. The feds have finally made a decent decision. When the pasture gets full, you have to call. You have to sell something. Now, if you were in the park a month ago, what animal did you see the most of?
Buffalo. I saw elk.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I saw more buffalo than anything.
How about some smaller animals?
Well, I did see some horses up on the hill.
Prairie dogs.
Lots of prairie dogs.
Lots of prairie dogs. I was in the park 3 years ago this summer, right about now. And prairie dog towns were not little towns. They covered sections. And that's a prime example of how the federal government cannot manage anything. In fact, Pleasant Valley Ranch, I have heard from a friend of mine, was made smaller because the prairie dog towns got bigger.
Very interesting. Gene, thanks for the call. We're going to keep rolling here. Let's see who is next. Scott and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. First, I want to say that your show is awesome. I've been in 37 states listening to talk radio everywhere. But your show is what democracy is really about. You guys let anybody come on, say whatever they want, as long as they're somewhat respectful. And you'll take whatever they have to say and counter it if you want or whatever. But anybody has that opportunity. Mr. Kramer is incredible, the representative. He comes on every Wednesday and takes the heat from us, or at the same time we do compliment him. Mr. Holman and Ms. Heitkamp, it's fantastic. Ms. Heitkamp voted for the Second Amendment. I don't agree with much else she does. But the Twitter thing that she wants to do, that's baloney, because she's going to go through the questions, pick out the ones she wants, so that's not transparency. She should be coming on your show, and I understand you invite her and stuff, but she should be coming on your show, just like Mr. Kramer, and taking our questions and answering them. And Mr. Holden should be doing the same. That's what transparency rebuilt. And Pat, I think his name was, the announcer a couple weeks ago, we got into it a little bit. He said, oh, Mr. Holman's too busy or whatever. Well, that's kind of slap in the face to Mr. Kramer, because I'm sure he's just as busy as Mr. Holman, so that's an excuse that they're using. They don't have time or whatever.
Well, I will tell you, this, Scott, about Senator Holman. Every time we've asked, he's come on. All right,
yeah,
so he is on regularly, a lot more than Heidi Heitkamp. I can think of one time that Heidi Heitkamp's been with us since May.
I agree with that, too, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not picking on Holman. I'm not picking on Heitkamp. I'm listing them both. And they should be on your show, just like Mr. Kramer is. Now, beyond that, neither one of them has had an open forum, town hall meetings across the state since they've been in office, where you can come there, anybody, and ask any question and try to get an answer from them. At least you're putting them on the spot to get an answer from them. And they're not doing that. They are not representing us.
Scott, appreciate your call today and telling us what's on your mind and the compliments on the show. That's nice of you. Who's next?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Let's go to Bob in Manning. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the horses. And the guy that was commenting before, that I'd rather have my money going to wild animals, rather be horses or other ones, than going to welfare and the people that are abusing it and using it for drugs and whatever. That was it.
You're in agreement with him. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Frank in Linton, North Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. 800-228-0550.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Frank, and I'm in Linton, North Dakota. I've been involved with the horses out in the national park for 30-plus years. There's more to these horses than what the park lets on. What they have left in the park are park blood Dakotas, but they've domesticated them quite a bit by introduction of domestic horses and changed them. What they were the descendants of Sitting Bull's War and Buffalo horses and the Turner Century Ranch horses that our great-grandparents rode. And the horses that were used by Theodore Roosevelt, he writes about riding Indian horses. And, you know, they went about to change that horse, and they're not protected by any laws. The superintendent dictates horse policy out there. But they are the state's honorary equine, and this national park needs to do the right thing, and that's to preserve the Northern Plains Native People's horse and give it the recognition and honor it deserves, because this country's got a long history of destroying the Native People's horses and Native People's history, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, they are a type of horse, just like your thoroughbreds, quarter horses, Morgans, or anything. They are a type.
Frank, what are they trying to keep the population at? This question, I don't know. What are they trying to keep the balance in the population in the park?
The population isn't an issue. I mean, they're just like ranchers. I mean, they've only got so much land to work with, and every so often, because of the increase in the population, they have to round them up and sell them. I mean, they've got the same issues, the elk, the buffalo. I mean, they've got to limit numbers. They've only got so much room. A good population for them would be in that, you know, 70 to 100 range, I think, for the room they have out there. But what the park needs to do is, I mean, it's their job to preserve historical artifacts or historical things. And it's not that they don't have evidence and documentation. They spent money on a study done by Dr. Cassie McLaughlin, but they didn't like the results of the study, so they ignore it. Dr. Bob Utley, who was a national park historian who wrote all the guidelines and the policies of the 1966 preservation law, says the park is breaking the law when it came about changing these horses and trying to get rid of them. The initial policy out in the park when it was fenced in was total elimination of these horses.
So what happens when they round these horses up? Where do they go? Do they get sold to slaughterhouses? Do they try to get homes for them from a heritage standpoint?
They end up getting homes for the younger ones because they're easier to handle, and you know, people ain't quite as intimidated by them. But when you get them to 3 years and older, and they get bigger, and they've never been handled, it's a little different story, and a lot of them will end up going to kill buyers. I know they say in the newspaper only 8 went to kill buyers last time, but I'd have to look up the figures, but I'm thinking it was more than 8. And in the last 2 roundups, they injured people because the park hasn't got no horse sense. They don't know how to handle these horses. They injured people and horses. You know, it's a sad statement of how our national parks are run. And yeah, our government spends a lot of money on wild horses. I ain't arguing that. They need to find a better policy. But this is a type of horse. If these were the last quarter horses in the country, or the last thoroughbreds in this country, that'd be a different story. But seeing how the native people's horses, nobody seems to care.
Very interesting education on the horses today. Thanks, Frank. We appreciate your call. We're going to move on. We have a guest, actually, a couple of guests joining us on the program today. Dustin Gaverlow is going to be here in just a moment. Governor Dalrymple next hour, and as well, Lynn Mickelson, the father of a DUI victim on a state senator and a DUI conviction who is yet to resign, and the guest would like to see him resign. So we have those topics and, of course, your calls, questions, and comments as well. Right now, Dustin Gaverlow, who heads up a watchdog group in North Dakota, is watching the legislature in an effort that would curtail initiated measures. Wants to tell us a little bit about that. Dustin, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, Scott.
What is an initiated measure? Just put that in English for us.
Well, that is when a group of people decide that they want to change a law, and they collect signatures to do so, to get it on the ballot, and let the people of North Dakota vote.
All right, and what is the what did the legislature look at this last session that that raised a few flags on curtailing that ability of citizens to be able to put a question to the voters?
Well, what the legislature was trying to do most of the session was create a way to give itself a veto power over the will of the people. What they really wanted to do, but failed to, through a couple different bills during the session, was be able to say that if something didn't meet the criteria that the legislature was comfortable with, that the legislature would have the ability to basically veto the will of the people. And, you know, right now the legislature can overturn a initiated measure that is voted on by the people. In the first 7 years, it has to be by a supermajority, and then after that, it is just like any other law, and it can be overturned with a simple majority. But what happened was the legislature got so scared last year from Measure 2 to try to abolish property taxes that it tried many different ways to curtail the ability of the public to put measures on the ballot, either by restricting the timeline or constricting the type of people that can collect the signatures. And they did this primarily through two ballot measures that they put in themselves. In the June 2014 ballot, there will be a measure that takes the deadline for submitting signatures to the Secretary of State from 90 days prior to the election to 120 days prior to the election. That may not seem like a big deal, but what it does is it takes the state fair out of play for anyone during the election year who wants to get a measure on the November ballot. And those that have done measures know that roughly 25% of most measures get their signatures during the state fair. The second measure that the legislature put on the ballot is during the November 2014 election. And what that does is it says that no constitutional measures may be approved for circulation that would put an appropriation in the state constitution. And now there's some disagreement as far as what would constitute an appropriation, because Majority Leader Al Carlson made a comment in the Fargo Forum saying that if Measure 2 would have passed, that the legislature would have had to come back in session and spend $800 million to make up for it. While that is true, it wasn't the measure itself was not an appropriation. It was simply an adjustment of the revenue.
We're talking with Dustin Gaverlow concerning initiated measures. I want to find out what that criteria is and how that's defined when we come back. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hinn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hammond, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Initiated measures, we're talking with Dustin Gaverlow. Dustin, I want you to define the criteria. You mentioned criteria that the legislature could define. They define the criteria, and how do they define that criteria?
Well, basically what they wanted to do was set up a committee with the OMB director and some appointees from the legislative branch. And the criteria was whether they liked it or not, basically. And the problem with that is that Article 3 of the state constitution is what grants the citizens the right to petition to place measures on the ballot. And the title of that article is, quote, powers reserved to the people. And what the legislature was trying to do was basically change the entire intent of that to powers reserved to the people unless the legislature doesn't like it.
What is the status now, Dustin? Where is, I mean, I know this was discussed in the last session. There were some red flags that went up. What's your effort now trying to ensure this doesn't happen in the next session? Just give us a little sense of where this is at now as we stand.
Well, it involves seeing the measures that I discussed earlier before the break defeated, as well as placing a separate measure on the ballot and basically locking the legislature out of manipulating the initiated measure process and saying that the only way you can change the initiated measure process is through the initiated measure process. So legislature right now has the ability to place constitutional measures, as they have with the two that I mentioned before, on the ballot. And what this would do is it would restrict them and not allow them to put measures like this, dealing specifically with the initiated measure, on the ballot. Takes away their shortcut. It still allows them to put anything that they want outside of Article 3 concerning the Constitution. They just would have to exercise the same rights as citizens and petition themselves and collect signatures to do it. So basically taking their shortcut away.
Playing devil's advocate, the legislature doesn't like initiated measures due to the fact that it changes the criteria by which they work. The other argument to that is it causes revenue to be spent. It clogs up the voting system. Is that a valid response?
Well, you know, I personally don't like the idea of putting spending measures into the Constitution or even spending measures into statute. Using the ballot box to spend money and grow government is not a good idea. However, if the price of prohibiting that is also prohibiting the people from restricting the revenue that the legislature can spend, it's not a good trade-off. I'd rather have the folks that want to spend money through the ballot box be able to than to not allow the citizens to restrict the revenue that the legislature has to work with in the first place.
So how many signatures do you need? And are you, when you find as you out there gathering signatures, people are engaged in this issue? Is it a concern to them? What kind of feedback are you getting from folks?
Well, we just started the process. We're still looking for co-sponsors to get this process going. We are collecting co-sponsors, notarized affidavits, and if you want to join our co-sponsoring effort, you can go online to protectnd.com. The language of the measure and the background of this issue is on there, and you can print out affidavit and sign it in front of a notary public and have it notarized and then send it back to us at the P.O. box that's listed on the website if you want to get involved.
So how many signatures and what kind of timeline do you have to get all this done?
We will need to get over 30,000 signatures, and it will have to be done by March if we want to be on the June ballot, and August of next year, of 2014, if we want to be on the November ballot.
And do you have a preference on which ballot is better? I mean, obviously, the turnout in the November ballot's November elections are always a little higher. Is this a, you know, is this a, you see this as a motivator to get folks out to participate in that off election ballot, or what's your push? Just a matter of when you get the signatures?
Yeah, it's a matter of when we get the signatures, and preferably it would be in June so that it corresponds with the first measure that the legislature put on the ballot. Obviously, it would be ideal to be able to have that set forth and have that be the precedent that's been set for the November election and help us defeat the second measure that the legislature put in place. But we will obviously have November as our backup.
And what kind of reaction are you getting from legislators?
So far, legislators haven't really reacted at all, other than Representative Carlson's comments in the Fargo Forum article.
Are they just standing by and waiting to see what happens with this, if this does go through? Is it a wait-and-see approach that they're taking on this?
I'm sure it is. They're going to wait and see. And what we're going to see with this is that it's going to be very bipartisan. We've got folks that have committed to being sponsors from both sides of the aisle, some high-profile folks on both sides, and then also those folks that have been involved in the initiative measure process before. They know what's at stake, and this, I think, will be the most grassroots petition in a long time.
Quickly, as we're coming up against the break, pros and cons. If it passes, what happens to the legislative process? If it doesn't pass, what happens to the legislative process?
If it passes, the legislature no longer has a shortcut for manipulating the initiated measure process. If it doesn't pass, the status quo is that the legislature can continue on trying to manipulate and restrict the powers that have been reserved to the people by our Constitution.
Fascinating. We'll watch it closely. Thank you very much, Dustin.
Sure thing.
Dustin Gutterlow, discussing initiated measures. Coming up next hour, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Also, Lynn Mickelson, the father of a DUI victim who pushed for stronger laws this past session, joins us on the program. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind.
And Scott Hannon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.